This is Festival Notes. Good morning. I'm Matt Erickson for Aspen Public Radio, the official voice of the Aspen Music Festival. Today is Friday, July 19th. It's weekend number 4 at the Aspen Music Festival. It gets off to an energetic start this evening at 6 with Gil Shaham as soloist and Max Bruch's popular and romantic Violin Concerto No. 1. Seattle Symphony Music Director Ludovic Morlot conducts the Aspen Chamber Symphony in a program that includes works by Bartok, Stravinsky, and Beethoven. The concert takes place at the Benedict Music Tent. Saturday at 4 p.m., the Aspen Contemporary Ensemble and soprano Lauren Snoofer perform music from George Ligeti's opera Le Grand Macabre. Mozart, Martinu, and Benjamin Britten's canticle Abraham and Isaac are also featured. Also at Harris Concert Hall, pianist Jean-Ephraim Bavouzet performs a recital pairing Debussy's Preludes Book 1 with Beethoven's Tempest and Waldstein piano sonatas.
This piece is primarily a very tragic character, but it's also very personal. It's one man's view, one man's perspective. You feel that, well, he's forced to close a door on an era that would never return, and that's what's so heartbreaking about the music.
That's cellist Elisa Weilerstein describing the work she'll perform Sunday afternoon at 4 at the Music Tent. Elgar's Cello Concerto. This work has been famously linked to one of its legendary interpreters, the late Jacqueline Dupre. Leonard Slatkin conducts the Aspen Festival Orchestra in a program that also features music by Janacek and Pärt, as well as the recent symphony by American composer Stephen Stuckey. I am Matt Erickson. Please join me again Monday for more Festival Notes. Only on Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale. You can also listen online at aspenpublicradio.org.